Marsilius was so pleased with Ganelon's plan that he gave him rich presents. Then, 700 camels loaded with gold and silver were sent as a gift to Charlemagne. Mounting his horse, Ganelon started back to his own camp. The great Charles was glad to see him and asked what message he brought for Marsilius. Marsilius has sent you 700 camels loaded with gold and silver, and he will follow you to friends before a month has passed. He will never again fight against you, but will always obey you. This message pleased the king, and he praised Ganelon. Then 1,000 trumpets were sounded, and Charlemagne's great army made ready for the journey to France. Roland's dangerous task. When all was ready, Charlemagne said to his knights, "The mountain pass through which we must go is narrow. If the enemy should attack us there, we could neither fight nor escape. Who will stay behind and keep the enemy back until our army has gone through the pass?" "You have no braver knight than Roland," said Ganelon. "Give him command of the guard." Now, Charlemagne did not want to leave Roland behind, but Roland smiled and said, "Gladly will I do this. I thank Ganelon for naming me." Charlemagne bowed his head, for he feared that some harm might come to Roland. Then Oliver came quickly to Roland's side. "If my comrade stays behind, I will stay with him," he said. "And I," cried one after another of the men, until the whole army would have remained with Roland, but he would allow only 20,000 soldiers to stay.